Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Slight chance for storms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Daytime highs approaching 83. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Slight chance for storms tonight. Lows around 63. Partly cloudy. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 59 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The expansion of rural broadband across the state continues under the Governor Kelly administration as 12 different Kansas Internet service providers have announced they have received more than $10 million to help expand access to broadband Internet across the state. KSNT News reports that the money comes from the Broadband Acceleration Grant Matching Program, where the $10 million will be paired with the additional $12.7 million in matching funds for the providers. The grant is a 10-year, $85 million in total program from the IKEA Transportation Program, designed to help essential Internet access to rural areas of the state that began back in 2020. So far, the program has invested more than $41.5 million in total, with more to come throughout the years. In a statement from David Tolan, the Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce, he said focusing on economically distressing areas, these awards are designed to meet the needs of all Kansans to have access to high Internet speed. Mid-America Network News.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Saturday afternoon, the nation's top thoroughbreds vie for glory on the historic Saratoga track for the Jim Dandy Stakes at 2. Play ball! Then don't miss this Major League Baseball AL East battle as the Yankees square up against the Red Sox at 6. And on Sunday, feed your need for speed with the Denso NHRA Sonoma Nationals at 3. Fox Sports, Fox Kansas, Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or cramping in your feet, hands, or legs? Midwest Pain Relief Center is effectively treating many cases with these exact symptoms, helping patients find relief without endless medications. If you're someone who deals with any of these symptoms, our program could be the answer you're looking for. Call today to schedule a consultation at 620-478-2878. That's 620-478-2878. You can visit our website at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. Midwest Pain Relief Center, preserving joints and restoring lives.
The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has announced that they are making several changes to fishing regulations in the state of Kansas. One of them including regulations on blue catfish harvesting in towns like Clinton, El Dorado, Elk City, Glen Elder, John Redman, and Melvern reservoirs. KSNT News reports that according to the new regulations from the Department of Wildlife and Parks, they say the regulation includes a creel limit of 10 blue catfish per day with no more than one fish measuring 30 inches or longer. According to the KDWP El Dorado District Fisheries Biologist Craig Johnson, he released a statement saying that many of our early blue catfish populations were initially protected with very restrictive harvest regulations to allow these stocked fish to mature and naturally reproduce. Now that blue catfish numbers are being maintained at several lakes through the natural recruitment, instead of supplying stocking, we can relax those regulations and anglers can benefit by harvesting more fish from these productive populations. Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johns. And every year the state allows counties to raise their budgets by 2.5%. But with the supermajority vote, they can also raise their budget by another 1%. And it's that 1% that's causing issues for the Hall County Board of Commissioners, who have not been able to secure the supermajority vote needed for that extra 1% budget increase. And it became a hot topic when the discussion of raises for law enforcement officials came before the board. Commissioner Gary Quant made the motion to give a 9% raise for the first year and 6% for the following 2 years, which was voted down. Quant said the whole process frustrated him and fellow Commissioner Karen Breithauer. Fourth District Commissioner Pamela Lancaster had this to say to KSNB Local 4.
As a negotiations tool, we had said that, yes, those were one of the terms that we discussed with the union. If, I mean, this is, yes, we would like to offer this, but we can offer it if we have, in fact, the funds to do so.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting voted to accept the resignation of Julie Kohorst as deputy appraiser. County appraiser Francine Cromie remains on paid suspension. Hires in the sheriff's office were approved. Matthew Schrick, probation deputy, and Alexis Rose, probation corrections officer. Commissioners worked on the 2025 budget and will make adjustments and a decision on the mill rate at the next meeting. Pay increases were discussed briefly, as well as longevity pay options. Washington County Sheriff Justin Cordery reported to commissioners that inmate numbers were down considerably, with fewer from outside counties. Some have new facilities, others favoring bond over jail sentences. They're housing 10 to 15 inmates. Cordery noted expenses haven't changed significantly, and outside income is roughly half of what had been coming in, now amounting to around $250,000 annually. He also reported needing a couple of jailers. With 2 years remaining on the jail bond issue, commissioners are considering early payoff if funds are available. Road and Bridge Department reports 19 employees, up 3 from a year earlier, with no retirements expected. Nemaha County Commissioners reviewed a draft of a 2025 budget at last week's meeting and further discussed a request from the sheriff for additional funding this year and an increase next year to increase salaries. They also went into executive session to discuss pay and performance of non-elected personnel. No action was taken as a result of this meeting. Senior Services Public Transit Director Tammy Eppel has resigned effective July 8th, and a motion to appoint Administrative Assistant Marie Weaver to the post was approved unanimously. Nemaha County Transportation Department has relocated offices from the Pioneer Building to the north end of a community center in Seneca. Beginning this week, the Kansas Department of Transportation will conduct a field survey for guardrail improvements on U.S. 77 in Marshall County, just east of Minnesota Avenue in Waterville. The survey, to gather information necessary for design of the proposed improvements, is expected to be complete by mid-August. BJ Consultants is in charge of a survey for the Department of Transportation. A member of the survey crew will contact property owners or tenants for permission to enter private property. Marysville Municipal Airport will be closed this week for one runway resurfacing and painting. A milling project with chip seal will begin Tuesday, weather permitting, on Nebraska Highway 8 near Odell for 3 miles east and 6 miles west. Work is to be completed early next week and will be maintained with a pilot car and flaggers. Marysville USD 364 School Board at the July meeting elected Liberty Price Obley as board president, with Travis Prawley vice president. The board discussed student use of electronic devices, including cell phones and smartwatches, which will only be allowed in student lockers at Marysville Junior Senior High. The American Solar Challenge will pass through northeast Kansas along U.S. 36 this week, including Marshall County Wednesday. Departing Nashville last Saturday, the week-long race concludes in Casper, Wyoming this next weekend. The route will pass along the Pony Express Highway, turning north at U.S. 77, for a checkpoint at the Homestead National Monument near Beatrice, arriving there Wednesday afternoon, with activities planned then at the Heritage Center, where the vehicles will also be on display. Details online at AmericanSolarChallenge.org. The Marshall County Fair continues Monday with a sheep show, meat goat show at 8, poultry show at 9, dairy and dairy goat show at 1, roller coaster experience at Floral Hall from 2 until 6, with inflatables operating 4 until 8, round robin Monday evening at 6, and a pool party for the 4-H families from 8 to 10. An outdoor movie will be featured at dark. Activities continue Tuesday as well. Join KNDY Monday and Tuesday afternoon and evenings for the live coverage from the Marshall County Fair. Phyllis M. Hazenkamp, age 85, of Centralia, passed away July 18th. Mass of Christian Burial Monday, 10:30, with a rosary at 10 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Corning. Burial in the Cold Creek Cemetery. Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Phyllis Hazenkamp. Richard W. Sudbeck, age 73, of Seneca, passed away Saturday. Mass of Christian Burial Tuesday, 10 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca. Burial at St. Mary's Parish at St. Benedict. Rosary Monday evening at 6, half a church. Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Richard Sudbeck. Martin F. Weber, age 86, of Barnes, passed away July 16. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Martin Weber. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, smothered steak, mashed potatoes, Capri blend, and plums. Tomorrow, a turkey and Swiss sandwich, strawberry spinach salad, melon, and a cookie. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine early on today, then a slight chance for some scattered showers with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. Some scattered showers early tonight, then staying partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Staying sunny throughout Tuesday with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s, then mostly clear throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Staying sunny still throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, then mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Still more sunshine throughout Thursday, a bit warmer with our highs in the upper 80s and upper 90s, then mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Still warmer as we head into Friday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 90s, then partly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. More sunshine as we head into Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 90s, and partly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. And still warmer as we head into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late July 91, record high on this date 109. The average low 70 and the record low 52. Sunset this evening 8:48. Sunrise in the morning at 6:19. Half to three-quarter inch rain Saturday morning over this past weekend. Pleasantly mild temperatures. Foggy this morning, though, 60 this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 22nd of July. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Kansas Republicans love our nation and state, but we know things are headed in the wrong direction. Joe Biden's runaway inflation is making it harder for families to make ends meet, and his border crisis is putting our families in danger. Dr. John Epley has the prescription to make things better. A fourth-generation Kansan and lifelong Republican, Dr. John Epley has been a trusted rural family doctor for over 40 years. A proven conservative, Dr. John Epley is pro-life, a defender of the Second Amendment, and helped write the bill to ban transgender surgery for minors, because the woke liberal agenda has no place in Kansas. And Dr. Epley knows nothing is more important than securing our southern border. He supports fighting illegal immigration by sending troops to secure the border and keep criminals and deadly drugs out of Kansas. Rural doctor, conservative fighter, Kansas roots. Conservative Republican Dr. John Epley for State Senate.
Paid for by Epley for State Senate, Patsy Porter, Treasurer.
I'm Alex Obaro. The Open Championship rounded out the major season on the PGA Tour, and after rainy and windy conditions all week long affected play, Xander Schauffele broke through. He won the PGA Championship with a 65 in the final round. Well, he did the same thing on Sunday in Scotland.
Xander Schauffele circling around, walking up to the ball. This is going to end it. Xander Schauffele with a par on the 18th hole. He is the winner of the 152nd Open Championship at Royal Troon Golf Club with a score of 9 under par for 72 holes. He is your champion golfer of the year.
SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio, that win gave him a two-stroke win over Billy Horschel and England's Justin Rose. Shoffley is just the sixth golfer to win his first two majors in the same year and the sixth golfer ever to win the Open and the PGA in the same year. Tiger Woods accomplished the feat twice. Shoffley now goes to Paris to join Scottie Scheffler, Wyndham Clark, and Colin Morikawa on Team USA in the Olympics. Four new members were inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame on Sunday. They included Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Joe Mauer, and Jim Leland, all going in to Cooperstown. Now, some injuries also on the diamond on Sunday. Braves second baseman Ozzie Albies will likely be out 8 weeks. He injured his wrist fielding a throw in the ninth inning against the Cardinals. X-rays revealed a fracture to the bone. Albies, a three-time All-Star, hitting .255 this season with 8 homers and 46 RBIs for the Braves. Yordan Alvarez became the ninth different Astros player to hit for the cycle after hitting an eighth-inning double to complete the feat in a 6-4 Houston loss to the Seattle Mariners. Alvarez hit his 20th home run of the season. The loss by Houston once again has the Mariners and Astros tied for first in the American League West. The win by the M snaps a 5-game losing streak.
Again, sent Bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard, his ear said, "Maraca, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain Scent Beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing." "Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain Scent Beads. Try Gain Scent Beads, way fresher than detergent alone."
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. U.S. stock markets looking to recover from the Dow's Friday 0.9% drop as companies scrambled to recover from that CrowdStrike computer crash. S&P 500 fell 0.7%. It was just 3 days earlier that the S&P set its latest all-time high. There were bright spots. Some companies that have grown with the economy were rising. Others, including NVIDIA, are still up nearly 140% this year, even after a big drop Friday. The biggest wild card, how will President Biden dropping out of the race affect investors? And how will they react to his endorsing Vice President Harris? Analysts say American Express's stock drop was a big part of the Dow's dip. Investors watching for earnings reports this week from several big tech firms, including Tesla, Google parent Alphabet, and IBM. The June Personal Consumption Expenditures Index Friday will be the last report on inflation before the Fed meets again on interest rates. Andy Field, ABC News.
Good Monday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, last week, USDA had its most recent cattle on feed report, and USDA's Gary Crawford reports that there is still plenty of beef in the feedlot pipeline.
Yes, it is true. Placements of cattle in the feedlots last month totaling 7% below July a year ago. However, also true,
cattle inventories are still 1% higher than they were a year ago.
USDA livestock analyst Mike McConnell's comments as he studied Friday's USDA cattle on feed report. Now, you'd think feedlot inventories would be smaller, but McConnell says there are several reasons why they are not and why beef production is fairly stable right now. First,
we have actually seen a fair amount of the pace of imports of live cattle coming from both Canada and Mexico.
McConnell also says feedlots are turning out heavier cattle.
And so what this means is that, you know, with additional weight per animal, that's actually offset a lot of those declines.
He says there's still no clear indication in this USDA report as to whether the beef industry herd contraction is still going on or whether it's run its course.
Again, that's USDA's Gary Crawford. Now, in other news, fertilizer prices remain higher despite agriculture being past the high demand spring season. Josh Linville of StoneX told AgWeb.com that multiple global factors are the reason prices have stayed high. Lower European production is the first reason, as skyrocketing natural gas prices have cut EU production by 25%. Brazil is another reason, as high costs have led to a decrease in many of the country's production plants. China's restriction on fertilizer exports means the government figured out they can make sure there's enough for their own people and reduce the domestic price. Restrictions are also coming out of Egypt due to high heat and people trying to cool their homes as a result. Sam's back with your latest check of agricultural news only here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Youth exhibiting animals at county fairs and other local shows have a lot to think about regarding livestock health and safety, according to a K-State Extension livestock specialist. Joel DeRushi explains the importance of watering livestock multiple times a day.
We know a number of people that will provide automatic waters or have a PVC pipe, you know, with a drinker for our sheep, goats, pigs in particular. And those are all good, but that water should be changed out a couple times a day. It's hot, and that water is going to get the temperature of the air outside. And so what we generally encourage is hand watering with a bucket, you know, 5-6 times a day. With my kids, it's every 2 hours, those animals. We need to make sure that they're being watered. And when we provide that clean, fresh water, that by itself will help keep the animals hydrated.
He discusses a common misconception when it comes to feeding livestock at shows.
One of the other things that in a mistake I see a number of families may make is that they tend to overfeed the animals once they arrive at the fair. So you always got to remember, how much are we feeding them at home? And after you haul them, don't give them the full amount on the first feeding. Oftentimes we're feeding about half the amount, let them clean that up, and then come back in an hour or two and let them finish. That way they're not consuming so much feed at once. And also, some people have a tendency to try and, you know, make their animal look better by really want it full. And animals do look good at a fair once they're full, but don't try and feed two times or three times how much feed it normally eats. It's just going to cause digestive problems, and then that animal will go off feed.
DeRushi shares a necessary after-show practice that will make animals more comfortable.
One of the things that is a must is that after the show, it's very important that all those animals are washed with soap to make sure that we're getting all those oils and hair dressings off, because oftentimes they help hold in heat, especially in pigs. That oil will really heat that animal up because they don't have the ability to sweat that off. And again, what a mistake I see a lot of families make is once the show is done, they don't then further rinse or wash those animals. I would contend that's almost the most important point after the show, because if those animals are going to a locker or they're going home or it's hot at the fair, those animals will get hotter by having all those hair dressings that made them look really good for the show itself.
That was K-State Extension livestock specialist Joel DeRushi on how to keep livestock happy and healthy at county fairs. Additionally, DeRushi recommends youth avoid using community water tanks. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Dennis Hendricks from Beatra 77 Livestock. It's certainly a Monday and a good day to everyone. Well, it's sale day. We'll start at 10:30 here this morning on a lighter sale, but really kind of an interesting sale. So we will start at 10:30 at high noon. We'll get in the hay department. Yes, there's a lot of hay in the country, and there's a lot of hay here today at Beatra 77 Livestock. In the square bales, there's 192 second cut, 60-pound new crop alfalfa, 95 first cut, which is 2023 crop, another 15 first cut, which is new crop, and 60 brome of new crop hay. And so that is the square bales. In the big round bales, we have 40 bales, third cut. They're going to weigh 1480 and 1494. Another set of second cut. There's going to be about 34 bales of that. They're going to weigh 1,033. In the round grass, we got a total of 22. In the round grass, there's 9, which is 23 crop. There is prairie, nice-looking stuff, the native prairie. There's 12 and 11. In the oat hay, there's 11. They weigh 1594. It was put down on June 23rd, so that will be at 12 o'clock noon. In the cattle prices, well, they're hanging right up there. 196 in the cash, finished up last week on a short run of cattle, very few purchased. 310 in the carcass, so that is good news still. Hanging right up there in keeping these cattle markets very, very good. On the inside here this morning, folks, interesting enough, we're going to sell 20 black young feeding cows. They're going to be 1,100 pounds. If you're looking for feeding cows, certainly a nice bunch there, and we've got the calves and so forth off of those cows. So those 20 cows certainly will be sold here this morning. There at about 12:30, we'll get started on everything else. We've got two black and black baldy bottle heifer calves. They'll be coming off the cow today. They're 3 weeks old. We do have four black steering heifers coming off the cow today. They're 30 days old. They got a 7-way vac. Also, 12 black bull and heifer calves coming off the cow today. They're going to weigh that 150 to 250 pounds. Nice calves here. Also, in the family department, two Hereford families, a 4-year-old, a 6-year-old, Hereford calves, 3 and 5 weeks. They're Hinko calves out of Fairbury. There's 13 black heifers, are going to be steering heifers, I should say, with the wean and back, 700 to 800. 20 head of black steering heifers with the May wean and back, 6 to 750. 15 head out of Unadilla, they're going to be black steering heifers, they're going to weigh 7 to 750. 23 head of black and red bull and heifer, 60-day wean, 4 to 650. 7 head of black and red steering heifer fed yearlings, they're going to weigh 1,000 pounds. 5 head of black bulls with a 3-month wean and vac, 6.5 to 700. 7 black steering heifers, March wean, May vac, 5 to 700. 12 head of black steering heifers, March wean, 45-day vac, they're going to weigh 7 to 800. And 22 head of Hereford bull and heifers with a wean, they're going to weigh 6 to 800. Now, we'll certainly catch a few more calves here today, but a nice run of cattle. We will do the weigh-ups at 10:30, the hay at 12 noon, and certainly move into the cattle division after that at 12:30 on a nice run here today. Our next sale will be August 5th. So it'll be Gage County Fair the rest of the week. We certainly appreciate your business. Give Rick or Denny a call at 223-3571. And as you know, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Bietra77.net.
731 from KNDY, 62 with early morning fog. Highs in the middle 80s as mild weather continues.
An eternal love story is being played out by Midsummer Wildflowers. That story today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 22nd, the 204th day of the year.
Kennedy matriarch Rose Kennedy was born on this day, and in 1976, Romanian gymnast Nadia Comăneci became the first Olympic athlete to score a perfect 10. Our almanac calendar indicates that black-eyed Susan is in bloom now. That is our cue to revisit the legend of Susan and her betrothed, Sweet William, and how the story is played out in summer fields and meadows. Black-eyed Susan is an old English poem about a girl in search of her true love who is about to set sail on a long ocean voyage. Tell me, sailors, tell me true, she asks. Does my sweet William sail with you? Colonists carried the legend to America, where they saw the romance dramatized in nature, and we still see it played out each year when black-eyed Susan and sweet William come into bloom. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's a new weekend, a new day for the Kansas City Royals as they start off a brand new three-game series at home at Kauffman Stadium against the Arizona Diamondbacks tonight with first pitch at 7 p.m. The Royals were back at it over the weekend against the Chicago White Sox after a week-long All-Stars tournament where many of the players from the Kansas City Royals partook in the home run derbies along with other competitions throughout the week last week. Kansas City has been working hard to close the gap against the Minnesota Twins as they sit in the number three slot, just one game behind the Twins at 53-45 overall. The Twins are at 54-42. They are still trailing as well the Cleveland Guardians atop the American League Central at 59-37 for the overall season. It is a long stint at Kauffman Stadium as after this three-game series, the Royals stay at home to take on the Chicago Cubs starting on Friday, going through this upcoming weekend before heading back on the road to take on the White Sox in Chicago.